107.5 FM here in Cedar Rapids or all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. You can even listen online at kgymradio.com or through our KGYM Radio app, which is available for a free download in the iTunes or Google Play Store. You can tweet us as well at Todd Brommelkamp, at Alex Kuhn 523. If you missed Jeremiah Davis from the Cedar Rapids Gazette, he's going to be available on the podcast also at kgymradio.com. Taking a look at the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, and a couple of these we'll get to. A couple people not high on Iowa after watching them Friday night at Kinnick Stadium, and perhaps my favorite text of the day so far. Now, granted, it's only 5:06, so we do have two more hours where a text could top this one. But if the Iowa spring game doesn't mean anything, why do you guys drone on and on about it? We are entertaining, or we are entering our second week of pretty much 100% Iowa football. Well, something can not mean a whole lot, but still kind of be a big deal to a lot of people who listen to a sports talk radio station in eastern Iowa. Just going to throw that out there.
Kind of like when someone in the national media talks about Iowa, and it really doesn't mean anything, but people really,
people really
like to talk about
when
it.
When I say the spring game doesn't mean anything, it means, all I'm saying is that it's just, you do it, you go through the motions, a sixth string tight end catches a pass. It's all meaningless for the most part, but it's still interesting to a lot of people. And, of course, we're going to talk about it. And then now we enter the absolute doldrums of sports talk radio in eastern Iowa. Look, I know I've said this before, but this is a really difficult job in a place like this where there's no major league sports team that just dominates the discussion. I mean, you can't just automatically assume 100% of the people listening to your program are fans of X NBA team or Y MLB team. You've got to sort of be all over the place. But the one thing people want to hear about in eastern Iowa is the Hawkeyes. It's not rocket science, even if it doesn't matter. And name me one spring football game in the history of college football that's ever mattered, that's ever really meant something. What they are is they're an exercise to try to get fans at least somewhat excited about the upcoming football season. There's not a ton of interest right now because of the year that Iowa had, the finish to the season with another disappointing bowl game loss to Florida in the Outback Bowl. But there were people, I'll tell you what, I walked among them Friday night at Kinnick Stadium as many of them were leaving as we were heading down to the field, and people were just happy to be talking about college football in April.
I'm one of those people.
Well, you talk about college football in your sleep.
I could talk about it every day, and I agree to a certain extent that with some people that think that, yeah, if we talked about it every day of the summer, then that's different. But we talked college football before and after the spring game, and people just want to talk Iowa football every chance that they get, whether it's during or before or after the spring game or when we go to Chicago for the Big Ten Media Day. College football, and that's why I love this market. College football is the king.
By the way, Matt on the text line says, Todd, you were right. Chicago Blackhawks Central Division Champions t-shirt at Scheels. Last week, $24.99. Today, $14.99, almost 50% off. Looks like someone's going to have a little shopping to do when they're heading to the Coach's Corner on Friday for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. I wouldn't pay $5. 109 points. What'd they have? I mean, just an insane amount of points during the regular season swept out of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
I think Hockey Guy's onto something. You can always pepper in some hockey talk. Can we do that? Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
You think people are upset when we talk about the spring football game? You should see the text line when we talk about the NHL.
And then it's pretty split, though. There are a lot of there are a lot of people naysayers when we talk about hockey.
Yeah,
especially the NBA fans.
Real hockey sort of straddles that line with the WWE.
I love hockey, absolutely love the NHL, but I do think you're right about that.
Blackhawks fired an assistant coach today. By the way, that's going to make everything all right. Now I actually like the talk coming out of Chicago. I think there's going to be some changes that are going to be made moving forward. It'll be interesting to watch. We've got the NFL draft coming up on Thursday. We should pass a programming note along. Thursday night, our show will be off the air at 6 o'clock due to picking up coverage of the first round of the draft. Now, if you're a Hawkeye football fan, don't tune in expecting to hear Desmond King's name called, because unfortunately he's really fallen down draft boards now. But we'll have first round coverage wall to wall Thursday night off at 6 o'clock, and then Friday when we are in Iowa City at the Coach's Corner, we will pick up coverage in progress at 7 o'clock. CBS Sports, I mentioned this going into the top of the break, over the weekend did an entire 7-round mock draft. And I thought it was interesting to look. They had 4 Iowa players going in the draft. Desmond King was the first one off the board. There were some people speculating that perhaps a team would be enamored with Jahlil Johnson, and maybe he would sneak up there and be that first Iowa player taken. But they had Desmond King going in the 3rd round to the Tennessee Titans. And I've seen him linked to the Titans quite a bit. Obviously, it makes sense with what their needs are, but there's probably a little fire where there's smoke. Jahlil Johnson, as a 4th-round pick to the Buffalo Bills. Jahlil Johnson, with the combine performance and everything that he's done after the bowl game, I think has really put himself in a position. And then a guy who really had a great showing in Indianapolis, George Kittle, also going to Buffalo in the CBS mock draft in the 5th round. And then the last Iowa player that they had mocked out was quarterback C.J. Beathard, who was a 6th-round pick to the Cincinnati Bengals, where he would presumably hold a clipboard for Andy Dalton for a couple of years. Now, Beathard was in Iowa City on Friday night and on the sidelines, and I think there was a certain segment of people that were more excited to see C.J. Beathard than they were to see the players who were actually out on the field. I think he signed probably 100 and 150 autographs during the time that I was watching before he got out of there. Everybody was running, you name it, they were putting it in front of him to sign. Mostly kids. And then one guy who probably wound up putting that football on eBay. But he seemed to be in really good spirits. He stopped by. He said hi to a couple of us, chatted momentarily. It's got to be just a nerve-wracking time for all of these guys. But CJ's a guy who understands the NFL. Obviously, his grandfather's a longtime front office executive, former general manager, Bobby Beathard. So he's familiar with how the league operates. You better believe he's going to get drafted, because somebody out there is going to have a strong enough connection with the Beathard family that they're going to feel comfortable taking him. Plus, he's a quarterback. And quarterbacks, you take a look at the most recent mock drafts, you got quarterbacks going all over the place. And I know you talked about this on Friday, and it's something that you feel very strongly about, the fact that teams go overboard with quarterbacks way too early in the draft.
It's a constant. Every year you see guys go too early, especially at the quarterback position. But I think it is a nerve-wracking time. Not only I think that for Desmond King and for C.J. Beathard, two guys who I think had aspirations coming into the season to go a lot higher in the draft than they're probably going to end up going. And for C.J. Beathard, I think he'll get drafted. I don't know for sure. I'm not sure because...
Oh, Beathard gets drafted. Come on.
I think more than likely, yes. 6th or 7th round, he'll get drafted to... and I think that would do a lot of good for him to be a backup for a while. And maybe he's a career backup like Chase Daniel, makes a nice living for himself going from team to team. Heck, that's a better job than a lot of people have.
Better job than I've got.
That's a better, definitely a better job than I have. But I, for a guy that came into the season, there was second or third round talk around him. And the question that I will have, and the question I think a lot of NFL scouts are going to have for C.J. Beathard is health. Now, health can work in two ways. They can look at last year and say, okay, well, he was nicked up. He was hurt. He battled through it. He's a tough guy. He did that in 2015 as well. And maybe his production sank a little bit because he was hurt and because he was missing his first round or his number one receiver. Now, the other way it could go is, you know what? Is he ever going to be healthy? This guy seems to be perpetually nicked up, and is his health 100%? He wasn't able to get 100% healthy by his own account between his junior and his senior year. Is he ever going to be healthy in the NFL? Now, if he goes into a situation where he's a backup, that'll make it a lot easier. So I, sixth or seventh round, look for his name to get called. Desmond King, though, there's another one where I just have no idea. It depends on where the team wants him to play. He's been rumored as a safety. He's been rumored as a corner. He's been rumored as a nickel corner. And he's been rumored as a hybrid, to where a team drafts him like the Green Bay Packers drafted Demarius Randall from Arizona State and moved him from safety to corner, and he plays kind of that hybrid position. I think that could be the situation that Desmond King goes into. But a lot of variables are at stake right now, and these guys have absolutely no control over where they're going to end up, and that has to be nerve-wracking.
The two teams I've seen King's name come up with, last week, just briefly, I saw him connected with the New York Jets, again in the third round. And then, for the longest time, it's been the Tennessee Titans. And I don't know whether it's just because it makes so much sense with what they need, or whether there's obviously some backroom chatter in the industry where sometimes teams will let on that there are guys that they like. And whether that's to their benefit or not, who knows? But I've seen him connected in quite a few places with Tennessee, and I think he'd be a tremendous fit there. Jaleel Johnson's really the guy that intrigues me because, and I know a couple weeks ago, maybe it was a couple months ago, when we had Mark Morehouse on the program from the Cedar Rapids Gazette, I made a really bad comparison. I didn't mean that they were going to have the similar usage in the NFL. I just thought Mike Daniels, when he was drafted by Green Bay, and I think back to watching him play virtually every game of his college career, and I thought, okay, yeah, he's a really good player, but I don't know what type of guy he's going to be at the next level. And then Mike Daniels comes out of nowhere, and he's become a bona fide defensive standout. You could call him a star. I bet the guy can't go anywhere in Green Bay without getting recognized. My gut feeling says that whatever team drafts Jaleel Johnson, be it in the fourth or fifth round, is going to walk away relatively pleased with themselves.
I think the similarities are in the sense that when Mike Daniels came to the NFL, the biggest thing for him is he needed to get bigger, just physically bigger. He needed to add weight, and he has done that. And like you said, he has become a very good player in the NFL. And if Jaleel Johnson can do the same thing, and I think that when you look at Jaleel Johnson, he has the frame where he can put on a little bit of weight and not lose a ton of athleticism. That's what college teams look for in recruits, and that's what NFL teams look for in college players. So Jaleel Johnson has a chance to be a third or fourth round pick, and at that point, I think it's kind of a crapshoot for a prospect. You get a lot of diamonds in the rough, and you get a lot of guys that whose careers end in 1 or 2 or 3 years. So if Jaleel Johnson has that kind of NFL mentality, which I think he does, he's a guy that can last a good while in the NFL.
If you were an NFL GM and you had a first-round draft pick, would you entertain the thought of drafting Jabril Peppers after the news that came out today? Because he's been projected in a number of mock drafts to go as high as 15th overall, and then I've seen a lot of mocks that have had him as a second-round talent, and that certainly isn't going to be helped today. But the former Michigan standout with a a diluted drug test at the combine, the NFL announcing the results of that today. Now, Peppers says it was because he drank a lot of water to hydrate himself before he went to bed the night before the test. A lot of water.
That's 8 to 10 bottles of water. That's what he claims before he went to the combine. I really, when it comes to these guys that failed drug tests at the combine, I don't think it really knocks their draft stock a whole lot if, in fact, their skills directly translate to the NFL. Reuben Foster's another one. Reuben Foster out of Alabama, I don't think it's going to drop him a whole heck of a lot. I think that the guys that really get knocked for drug tests are the guys that fail multiple drug tests when they're in college. And a lot of times that information doesn't get released to the public because these NFL franchises have former FBI agents former FBI agents go out and investigate every part of these guys' lives, and they go to the coaches, they go to the training staff at the colleges and find out, okay, well, how was this guy when he was on campus? If they find out that he failed several drug tests, that's when they get knocked. If you fail one at the combine or he has a diluted sample, they'll go back and they'll do more digging. I don't think that Jabril Peppers has a bona fide position in the NFL. That's my concern. Is he a linebacker? Is he a safety? I don't think he's an offensive player. He really didn't have a ton of production at Michigan. He still has a lot of growing to do as a football player. So for that reason only, I'm probably not going to entertain a first-round draft pick on Jabril Peppers. Maybe early second round, though.
3938 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line says Peppers must have been diluted against Iowa. He did not have the greatest of games. Nobody on Michigan did. During that game between the Wolverines and the Hawkeyes, 98-96 says talent trumps character in the NFL. You can do virtually anything in that league with the exception of kneeling during the national anthem and you'll get a job. Joe Mixon at Oklahoma is projected to go as high as, I think the CBS mock draft had him 35th overall, which would be a second round selection. I think going to Jacksonville. So you can hit a woman, you can do drugs, you can do whatever. If you've got the talent, someone in that league is going to. And people are freaking out about Jabril Peppers today. You know what it cost him? Some money. Because he's going to slide possibly out of the first round, and so there's going to be less money on the table for him. Name me a drug that's worth that. But at the end of the day, I don't get too high and mighty and worked up about guys that do drugs because you're still talking about college kids and a lot of them do stupid things and they're not necessarily thinking. Look, a lot of guys, college age and younger, think that they're invincible, that they can go in and that they can fool the world and they're not going to test positive. I can smoke a little dope, you know, 2 or 3 days before the draft. It stays, I think, in your body for quite a while, up to at least a week, I think. Now, other drugs like cocaine, I think that's out of your system in about 24 hours. Not that I'm some sort of drug expert. I don't want to lead anybody on here. But what drug is worth that? But when you're in college and you're 21, 22 years old, you're not necessarily, you're thinking about having a good time. You're not thinking about, oh man, if I do this and I test positive, I'm looking at, instead of first round money, I'm going to make second round money.
And when it comes to an NFL team, they quite honestly don't care if someone does drug, or I'm not going to say if someone does drug, let's just say the drug is marijuana because that's been the one of the recent topics in the NFL. They want to find a guy that can pass the drug test because you know exactly when it's coming. And if you go into the NFL with a clean slate, you get tested once a year, you know when it's coming. They want to find a guy that can pass it, that can hold off for 30 days. Not necessarily the guy that doesn't do drugs altogether. That's just the reality of the NFL.
I have never understood, and I know it's collectively bargained between the players and the union, but I've never understood the idea of telling someone that they have a drug test coming up. I know you're setting guys up to succeed. You're trying to help them out. But what's the point of doing it? If you're going to tell the guys, yeah, this is when you're going to get tested on. And the thing is, it doesn't help some of them. And and we've said this before in the NFL Combine is a job interview. Why would you do anything to put your career at risk, your future career at risk, before you go to that very crucial job interview? And I'll tell you what, NFL GMs and scouts, player personnel guys, they're like parents. You cannot put anything past them. Oh, yeah. No, I'm not feeling very well tonight. It must have been something that I ate. Really? Because you came home at 1 o'clock in the morning and you were out drinking beers with your buddies in high school and I heard you throwing up in the bathroom. It's not something that you ate. But they always think that they can outsmart the system. But at the end of the day, it's going to cost him a little bit of money and that's going to be it. Quite frankly, I've never seen the appeal with him. He's versatile. He played all over the field for the Wolverines, but I never really saw him as a standout at one position.
He wasn't.
And I think that's going to be, look, he is the ultimate Powerball ticket. If you draft him and mold him and you find first-round talent there, more power to you. 319-366-1600. We'll step aside here and take a break from the NFL draft talk. Kirk Ferentz audio from Friday night after the spring game at Kinnick Stadium on the way. Also another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. More after this.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Join the Clear Creek Amana High School Special Education Department and Leadership Team and help spread the word to end the word. Show your support and turn your commitment into action. Take the pledge by visiting r-word.org.
Details at kgymradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
It's even easier for neighbors to help neighbors these days. Fairfax State Savings Bank has been helping their neighbors get ahead for years. And with their new bank house in Amana, it's easier than ever to work with a bank that's wherever you need them to be. Both locations have the latest things like e-banking and mobile deposit, but what makes them really different is their ability to make it easy for you to get that loan. And that hasn't changed a bit. Visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, Bank House is a division of Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Daryl Bewley here with Toyota of Iowa City. We know there are so many messages out there from car dealerships. Seems like everyone is claiming they have the crazy best deals and that they are the trusted dealer. The fact is, no one can offer you any better overall deal than we can here at Toyota of Iowa City. And we believe no one offers an easier and more comfortable buying experience than we do. Also, financing is really easy on the budget right now. Camry has 0% financing available for 6 full years, plus $1,000. Or you can get an extra $2,500 if you're not financing. RAV4 has 0% for 5 full years, or an extra $2,000. Lease payments are as low as $219 a month with no money down on certain models. We have the largest inventory we've ever carried. So if you care about a comfortable and easy buying experience and you want to make sure you get the best overall deal, take the time and come see us at Toyota of Iowa City.
The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn continuing on KGYM Radio until 7 o'clock tonight, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM all across eastern Iowa. Jeff Downing sitting on the other side of the glass, getting ready sometime in the next 30 minutes to award someone a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. Three locations, one in Marion, two here in Cedar Rapids. That's going to be on the way before 6 o'clock tonight. What's on the way now? It's a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. We start with news following Iowa's spring game on Friday night that two recruits have committed to Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes. The first was 6'1", 200-pound Green Bay running back Henry Guile. He's a member of the 2018 recruiting class. While the Hawkeyes then picked up over the weekend their first 2019 commitment, it's Holstein offensive lineman Ezra Miller, whom 24/7 Sports ranks as the top player in the state of Iowa. The Cedar Rapids Colonels beat Kane County 11-2 yesterday afternoon at Veterans Memorial Stadium. That win moved the Colonels within two games of the first-place Cougars in the Midwest League's Western Division standings. Four Colonels homered, including Jalen Davis, who hit his third of the season, a solo shot in the fifth inning. Colonels still at home. They play the first of three games with the Burlington Bees tonight at 6:35. The Iowa baseball team stubbed its toe over the weekend, dropping 2 of 3 in a series to Rutgers at Duane Banks Field. Yesterday's finale was a 13-5 win by the Scarlet Knights. They jumped out to a 10-0 lead in the first five innings. Cole McDonald took the loss for the Hawkeyes. He gave up 4 earned over 2 innings. Iowa back in action tomorrow night. They host Milwaukee at Duane Banks Field. And the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders announced today that Doug Miller has joined the team's front office as co-president, along with Mark Carlson. Miller worked for the rival Waterloo Blackhawks from 2001 until 2012. Also was named the United States Hockey League's Executive of the Year during his final season with the Blackhawks. Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, very active. We're talking about the NFL mock draft and specifically Jabril Peppers and his drug test. Lots of great thoughts on that. We may get to those coming up in hour number three. We'll hear from Kirk Ferentz after the Iowa spring game Friday night. We met with him inside Kinnick Stadium. He shared his thoughts on the quarterback battle between Nathan Stanley and Tyler Wiegers, as well as his thoughts on Jake Gervais and a lot more. So you'll hear from the head Hawkeye himself coming up next on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn.
We're going to send you to a bottom-of-the-hour Sports Center update, which is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, voted best IT support company in the Corridor Business Journal. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Your computer and IT needs are as individual as you are, and there really is no reason to be a sheeple. And pick a plan that has you paying monthly service fees to be part of a herd. At Network Computer Solutions, you only pay for what you need because the plan is designed for you. Call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. If you're sick of the wool being pulled over your eyes, call Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Burger King Restaurant.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. This just in, Major League Baseball suspended Twins third baseman Miguel Sano 1 game for his part in Saturday's benches clearing brawl against the Tigers. He's appealing the suspension is in the lineup tonight against the Rangers. The NFL notified teams that safety Jabril Peppers of Michigan tested positive for a diluted sample at the Combine. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, Peppers was sick at the Combine after flying to Indianapolis from San Diego, and he drank 8 to 10 bottles of water before he went to bed the night before his workouts. ESPN's Mel Kiper Jr. projected Peppers 15th overall to the Colts in his most recent mock draft. Running back Mike Gillisley joining the Patriots. The Bills did not match the offer sheet that he signed. Buffalo receives New England's 5th-round pick in the draft. Saints and free agent running back Adrian Peterson are negotiating a contract, according to ESPN's Field Yates. NBA, Golden State's Kevin Durant dealing with that strained calf remains questionable for Game 4 tonight against Portland, 9:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio. ESPN reporting Northwestern's agreed to extensions with football coach Pat Fitzgerald and basketball coach Chris Collins.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO, go online to geico.com, or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
This Wednesday's Administrative Professionals Day. Don't forget to show your appreciation to the real boss of the team. Just make one call to the Flower Shop at Cedar Memorial. It's that simple. Their designers have more than 60 years of combined experience and will personally work with you to create the perfect custom arrangement, then have it delivered. Or pop in, pick up, and give it to them personally. One call, that's all. To the specialists at the Flower Shop at Cedar Memorial, 393-8004.
What kind of job would make you happier? One that pays more? One that makes you feel appreciated? One that offers the kind of benefits that world-class companies can offer? Red Star Yeast in Cedar Rapids has all that and a lot more, like company picnics and nights out at the ballpark. You get the benefits of a big company with a family feel at Red Star Yeast. What that means is you're appreciated and you're heard. Red Star Yeast is looking for production operators. All you need is a high school diploma and great work ethic. To learn more about joining the Red Star Yeast family in Cedar Rapids, visit the careers page at redstaryeast.com.
The Home Depot has a ceiling fan that's easy to love and even easier to install. The Hampton Bay 52-inch Rockport LED ceiling fan, now just $74.97. It comes with three LED bulbs. It comes in three beautiful finishes. And its quick-fit mounting system makes for a quick installation without getting in over your head. The Rockport ceiling fan, now just $74.97. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are on a spiritual journey towards savings. Your mind is drifting into uncharted territory as you use the Name Your Price tool to find policy options that fit your budget. Options that fit perfectly, like football pants or the unitard thingies wrestlers wear.
Experience inner peace with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In your business, you trust people who time and time again get the job done. At Indeed.com, we deliver five times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. That's why over 3 million businesses use Indeed when they're hiring. Because getting the job done matters. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Stugatz here for Canadian Mist. You know what I'm looking forward to? Hanging with friends on the back deck. We'll grab the red Solo cups, pour some Canadian Mist whiskey with a splash of cola, a little crushed ice. It's so simple. There's absolutely nothing better. Whether you're making stories or telling them, it's how friends share a drink. Read about our story and get some great recipes at CanadianMist.com. Canadian Mist whiskey, simply together, drink responsibly. Canadian Mist blended Canadian whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, Brown Foreman, Louisville, Kentucky.
We're at the halfway point of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM, going until 7 o'clock tonight. Glad you're with us, whether you're listening on 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, or all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. Joined tonight, the third leg, if you will, Jeff Downing, sitting on the other side of the glass. He's going to be busy. Sometime in the next 20 minutes, we're going to hook you up with a $30 gift card to La Cantina, Mexican Bar and Grill. Great margaritas, great food, great staff. We had a good time there. I know it's been a while, but we were at the location off of Edgewood Road near the fountains for the NCAA basketball tournament.
I came to the realization that I will never have a work day better than that day at La Cantina.
Yeah, it's always fun when we get out and about, and especially when they encourage you to have a margarita or two and hang out with some of the listeners. We met some great people that day. We're getting out of the office again on Wednesday. The colloquial we, Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, as members of the gym class, going to be at the very first Lunchbox Heroes of the Year. It's going to be held at Mount Mercy's new athletic facility, and they're going to be providing some lunch for the construction workers, and going to have some other great station prizes for you as well. A big thank you once again to Lunchbox Heroes, presenting sponsor, Built by Pros. Pat Loeffler and all the guys, tremendous. I can't wait to put the hard hat and the vest on and talk. With Pat and I, when we get together, we talk about a number of things here when we're hanging out on the job site. I like hanging out with those guys too, and it's one of the highlights of my summer. It really is. I look forward to it every year. So Lunchbox Heroes details yet to come on the first, I guess it's still weird to say, awkward to say, the first time that the Todd Brommelkamp Show is out and about for the Lunchbox Heroes. But that's going to be coming up next week. I just don't know what the location will be. So KGYMradio.com. How about a little Big Ten news to pass along here? Northwestern is expected tomorrow to announce a contract extension for both football coach Pat Fitzgerald And men's basketball coach Chris Collins, Fitzgerald's contract extension, according to ESPN, and Teddy Greenstein at the Chicago Tribune, expected to keep him in Evanston for the next decade. You think this is a good? I think this is a great move for Northwestern.
It's interesting with Pat Fitzgerald because it seems to kind of come in waves where people are really high on him, or they get a little bit down on him when he has a 5-7 or 4-8 year. But the fact is, when you talk about a coach and not having a coach around, you ask yourself, who can you have that's a better fit? You cannot possibly have a better fit for Northwestern than Pat Fitzgerald.
He's 77-62. It's hard to believe it's been 11 years since Randy Walker passed away and they turned the reins over to Pat Fitzgerald. It's something that was going to happen at some point in time, just not on the timetable that it ultimately wound up taking place. Northwestern 7-6 last year, wound up with a berth in the Pinstripe Bowl. Again, they're expected to make that announcement tomorrow at the Under Armour store in Chicago. Northwestern making the switch to Under Armour apparel within the last couple years. A little bit of Big Ten football news to pass along there as we continue the Monday after the Iowa spring game at Kinnick Stadium. We promised you'd hear a little bit from Kirk Ferentz. And if you didn't get to catch his comments among any of the other local media, we've got a little bit for you today. Obviously, the first question right off the bat on Friday was about the performance of the quarterbacks. And the unofficial numbers on Nathan Stanley, 6 completions in 16 attempts. He did have a 2-yard touchdown pass to Devontae Young. Tyler Wiegers was 11 of 19 for 94 yards. Had a little bit better touch, a little bit more accuracy, but Nathan Stanley really cranked up the deep ball a couple times. There was one route where he overthrew a guy by 20, 25 yards. I mean, I think he's got enough strength in that arm. He doesn't quite know how much he's got in there. Maybe he was amped up a little bit too, but Kirk Ferentz talking about the subject that's on the mind of virtually every Iowa football fan.
Yeah, it's been back and forth a little bit, and sometimes they look pretty good, and other times a little bit off. And our timing wasn't great tonight in certain areas. It's hard. We're not really cohesive right now offensively, and that's not a big surprise. But I think they're both doing some good things. But they're both competing well. And my guess is they're both going to improve a lot coming out of this 15-day practice session. So, you know, what they can do now between now and the start of preseason camp, they have a chance to really advance, I think, and improve, go back, look at the tapes from the entire spring, and then hopefully we'll see a jump here when we get going in August.
Kirk was then asked by members of the media whether the quarterback play was unsettling during the spring game.
You know, we've never looked real pretty in the spring, at least I can't remember a year where that's the case. So, you know, it's just part of spring practice, if we're there on August 30th, I'll be a little concerned, but hopefully we'll be further ahead at that point.
What about you? Are you concerned about Iowa's quarterback situation? 319-366-1600. You can pick up the phone and give Jeff a call. He'll get you into the phone system. Or you can text us at the same number. Again, 366-1600, the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Stanley and Wiegers, I think, a very good complement for one another. But neither guy separated themselves. As I said last week on the program, what I thought would happen was one guy was going to look light years ahead or look much better, and then in the fall, when the other guy was named the starter, that's when the fans were going to melt down. If I had to wager, I would say that Wiegers gets the nod, unless somewhere between now and the Wyoming game, they figure out a way to harness Stanley's arm. Because the one thing that the Iowa offense runs on, whether Ken O'Keefe is the offensive coordinator, Greg Davis, now Brian Ferentz, and I'm making some assumptions on Brian's part, but I know that the offense trickles down from Kirk Ferentz. The one thing that you need to do at Iowa is you need to take care of the ball and you need to be efficient. And I think that Wiegers, at least with his skill set, looks like he's the guy that could go out there. And here's that term again, and I know Kirk Ferentz hates it, and I'm not necessarily a big fan of using it because all quarterbacks are game managers. But Wiegers looks like he fits the bill. When I see him, I say, for better or worse, that guy right there is an Iowa quarterback.
I think it got a little bit underplayed with the way that Nathan Stanley looked very erratic with like you just talked about. He just wasn't accurate at all with his throw. I thought that Uyghurs looked pretty inaccurate as well. And right now, I just go back to looking at both of those guys, and you just look at Nathan Stanley and you say, well, that should be the starting quarterback. The question is, can they harness that talent? And it's not going to be easy, because once you get into fall camp, yes, you're practicing every day, but you still only have, 4 weeks, 5 weeks to get him to settle down. And then comes the game action, which he really hasn't experienced yet. But at the same time, they're both on a level playing field. Kind of tried to downplay it a little bit. I thought that this was a little bit less of a story than a lot of people were making it out to be. I was incorrect. This is going to be a battle up until that Wyoming game. And heck, whoever starts game one might not be the quarterback starting game two or three, unless one of them can separate from the pack.
Who's number? Peyton Manziel wind up being number three. You'll probably have some people at some point in the spring, or in the fall, I should say, wondering where Peyton Manziel will be in the discussion.
Like 27-45, is the competition open for Manziel to come in and be a factor?
I think if I'm him, and we talked with him on our post-signing day special that we did with Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com, the kid certainly doesn't lack for confidence. Very few quarterbacks do. Show me a timid quarterback who sort of turtles up, and I'll show you a guy that isn't going to make it very far. But I think he feels like he could come onto campus this summer and have a shot at competing. Doesn't necessarily mean he's going to, and I think the coaching staff has been down that road before. There are a lot of people out there that were bothered by the fact that Stanley took some snaps last year and burned his red shirt. But you've got to trust, at least in my opinion, you give the coaching staff the benefit of the doubt on that. Whether or not they were trying to put some separation between quarterbacks, whatever they were doing, they felt that Stanley was the guy that gave them the best chance to win a football game if anything happened to C.J. Beathard. He had, 12 pass attempts. I know Ken O'Keefe always joked about having seen all of them when he was hired as the quarterback's coach. This is going to be interesting to watch play. Now, you talk about being able to teach control. You can't teach arm strength. And I'm a baseball fan, and I've seen so many guys who throw hard and just can't harness their stuff. And obviously, two different sports, two different mindsets, but you can have as powerful an arm as can be. If you don't have touch, and if you don't figure out how to control it, then you're just going to be the ultimate what-if story. So I think Stanley's got a lot of work to do, and if he does harness it, if everything clicks and comes together, then I think he's right there in the thick of things moving forward. But if I had to guess, and I've watched Kirk Ferentz up close now for 19 years, if I had to guess, I would think that Tyler Uyghurs probably gets the nod to start with next season. Doesn't necessarily mean that they would ride him all season long, but I think they'll probably wind up going with Uyghurs, which is probably the kiss of death for Tyler Uyghurs, because any time that I make an assumption or a prediction or offer a hot take, head in the other direction.
Well, I'll just hedge that bet, because I think it's going to be Stanley. When you get into a situation like this where you have two guys who are, I thought, equally ineffective in a spring practice, and like you said, it's only one practice, so maybe one guy shines one day.
One practice with no wide receivers.
With absolutely no wide receivers, without the starting running back. So it's very difficult to judge, but when you look at two guys like that, you tend to go with the more talented one, but that's not always the case. If Kirk Ferentz thinks that Tyler Uyghurs can run the offense and be efficient, then he chooses him, but I didn't exactly see that from him, and I have to see that before I believe he can do that.
We'll have more Kirk Ferentz audio coming up for you in just a bit, but first, pick up the phone and give us a call, 319-366-1600. Your caller number 6 right now, you're going to walk away with a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. three locations, one in Marion and two in Cedar Rapids, including downtown across from the U.S. Cellular Center. I'm sure that got a lot of business on Saturday after Schulte and Swan Prom. Or the newest third location in the Fountains off Edgewood Plaza, 366-1600, $30 to La Cantina is yours if you're caller number six. We'll find out who our winner is and get you another Midwest One Bank Big Board update on the back end of this.
On the job site, when you need it, you need it. Lost minutes mean lost dollars. And let's be honest, you're not in this line of work for the scenery. Let Star Equipment back you up. Star Equipment's been raising the bar on construction equipment and supplies for just shy of 50 years now. They sell and can deliver top-flight equipment so you can keep the clock and the money ticking. Star Equipment. Iowa born in 1968. StarEquip.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Associated Materials, one of the largest window manufacturers in the USA, has temp to hire first and second shift production positions open right now in Cedar Rapids. Work first shift and enjoy warm weather nights off, or sleep in and work second shift. With their new progressive pay increases, you'll get a raise every 30 days. And after 90 days on the job, first shift earns $12 an hour and second shift earns $13. Interested? Call 319-390-0600. 319-390-0600.
Hi, Patrick Eads, owner of Geary Ford. I may not have the biggest dealership or the largest inventory, but I can promise you a fast, hassle-free experience with the friendliest people around and our best price up front.
On over 100 sale-priced used cars that come with 3 months, 3,000 miles comprehensive warranty and payments as low as $119 a month with zero down, or up to $6,000 off MSRP on new Fusion and Escapes. With more inventory, more financing, and lower rates, you'll drive home in a newer vehicle and have a lower monthly payment than you have now.
Experience the way car buying should be at Geary Ford, Iowa City, or online at GearyFord.com.
The Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, continuing on until 7 o'clock tonight. A big thank you to everybody who picked up the phone and gave us a call. 366-1600 was the number, and the La Cantina gift card has been claimed by Nick in Cedar Rapids. We've got one of those to give away every show this week, including Friday when we return to Iowa City and the Coach's Corner for the KGYM road trip. Driven by Linder Tire, make plans to join us now. We'll be broadcasting from 4 until 7. Happy hour runs until 7 o'clock as well. 366-1600, that's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, and we anticipate using it quite a bit coming up in hour number 3. We'll talk a little bit about Fred Hoiberg and the Chicago Bulls coming back down to earth. Of course, Fred Hoiberg not too happy about the officiating in that series and Isaiah Thomas's ability to seemingly walk with the basketball. I do think Fred Hoiberg has a little bit of a point, but I also think he and his team are probably in trouble. Plus, we'll hear from Kirk Ferentz as he talks about the star of the spring game. That would be Jake Gervais out of the Quad Cities, who stepped in the defensive backfield and certainly made a name for himself with not one, not two, but three interceptions last Friday. Time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update, and we'll start with the Iowa spring game Friday. Obviously, a big recruiting period for schools, and the Hawkeyes wound up yielding two verbal commitments so far. The first was 6'1", 200-pound Green Bay, Wisconsin running back Henry Guile. He's a current member of the 2018 class. Then Iowa over the weekend picked up their first 2019 commitment in Holstein offensive lineman Ezra Miller. 24/7 Sports ranks Miller as the top junior player in the state of Iowa, regardless of position. The Cedar Rapids Colonels beat the Kane County Cougars 11-2 yesterday afternoon at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The win moved the Colonels within two games of Kane County in the Midwest League's Western Division standings. Four players homered for Cedar Rapids, including Jalen Davis. He hit his third of the season in the fifth inning. Colonels remain at home tonight. They take on Burlington. First pitch is set for 6:35. The Iowa baseball team stumbled over the weekend, dropping 2 of 3 to Rutgers, including yesterday's finale 13-5. The Scarlet Knights jumped out to a 10-0 lead. It was over before it began for the Hawkeyes and Cole McDonald. He winds up taking the loss, giving up 4 earned runs in 2 innings of work. And the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders announced today that Doug Miller has joined the team's front office as co-president. He'll work alongside Mark Carlson. Miller worked with the rival Waterloo Blackhawks from 2001 through 2012. That fascinates me a little bit because it would almost be like a member of the St. Louis Cardinals leaving and going to work for the Chicago Cubs. I mean,
when was the last time that happened?
That's... Waterloo and Cedar Rapids. That's a kind of a big rivalry. But from everything that I've read, this is a great pickup for the Rough Riders. They obviously had a tough season on the ice this year. It started off poorly and then went downhill. And Mark Carlson certainly knows what he's doing. He's a great guy. Cedar Rapids, by the way, is so lucky to have Mark Carlson in charge of that program. They've sent, I believe, something like 30 players to the NHL. That's a long road to get from junior hockey to the NHL. They've got a very successful track record, of course, USHL champions back in 2005 as well. A little bit of hockey talk there for you. We do mention a lot of things. We try to get to a lot of things here on the program, including the NBA playoffs and the Chicago Bulls. We were watching Game 3 Friday at the Coach's Corner, and as I said on the air then, Boston all of a sudden was looking like it decided to be a number one seed, and the Celtics have come storming back. Now there's a lot of criticism for Fred Hoiberg and some of the decisions that he's made, some of the coaching calls that he's made that observers feel have put the Bulls in a bad position in this series. But Fred Hoiberg, you'll hear from him coming up in hour number three of the program. Not a fan of the officiating in this series, especially as it concerns Isaiah Thomas.
That's the angriest I've ever heard him. And he didn't really raise his voice, and we'll get to that comment in a second, but he was none too pleased with the way that Isaiah Thomas is able to palm the ball. And there was a little bit of other controversy in that series. Jimmy Butler not happy with his interactions with Marcus Smart, but here's the deal. The Chicago Bulls got out to a 2-0 lead. Rajon Rondo got hurt, and they look like a team that is lost at this point.
NBA playoff talk and a little more Kirk Ferentz audio on the way before 7 o'clock tonight. KGYM Radio, three frequencies, 106.3 in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM all across eastern Iowa on the historic main gym. Don't forget, you can listen online as well, KGYMradio.com, where you can vote in the Emil's Hideaway poll question. What was your big takeaway from Friday night's spring game in Iowa City? Find Emil's on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. Hour number three starts after this.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.